Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Stoic Confidence. This is your girl Avery Hart here, and let me tell you, life can feel like a pressure cooker sometimes, right? Deadlines looming, unexpected drama popping up, that never-ending to-do list is enough to make even the most zen among us want to scream into a pillow or maybe just a coffee mug. But guess what? We've got this. Today, we're diving headfirst into how to stay calm under pressure and emerge stronger on the other side. Because let's be real, being able to keep your cool when things get heated isn't just about avoiding meltdowns. It's about unlocking a superpower, the power of clear thinking, strategic action, and even, dare I say, confidence in those moments that feel like they could swallow you whole. Ever notice how those people who seem unflappable always have the best ideas or handle tough situations with grace? That's not magic, it's skill, a skill we can all learn to master. So, buckle up, because today we are unpacking 5 key takeaways that will help you navigate the pressure cooker of life like a seasoned pro. 1. Recognize your triggers. The first step to staying calm is knowing what sets you off. Is it traffic jams? Unexpected meetings? A passive-aggressive email from your aunt? Identifying your personal pressure points allows you to prepare mentally and emotionally before things even get heated. Think of it like having a cheat sheet for your own stress response system. 2. Breathe, literally breathe. It sounds basic, but deep. Mindful breathing is your secret weapon against anxiety. When you feel those familiar signs of stress creeping in, a racing heart, the clenched jaw, the urge to start yelling at inanimate objects, take a few slow, deep breaths. Inhale deeply through your nose, hold it for a count of 4, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat until your body feels grounded and your mind starts to settle. 3. Reframe your perspective. Ever heard the saying, it's all in your head? Well, guess what? It actually is. The way you interpret a situation can make all the difference between feeling overwhelmed and feeling empowered. Instead of seeing that looming deadline as a monster, try reframing it as an exciting challenge to test your skills. See that unexpected meeting as an opportunity for growth and connection. Your perspective, my friend, is your superpower. 4. Practice acceptance. Sometimes things just happen, no matter how much we wish they wouldn't. Traffic jams, spilled coffee, broken phones, life is full of little and sometimes big curveballs. Learning to accept these situations without resistance can actually reduce our stress levels significantly. We can't control everything, but we can control how we react to it. 5. Build your resilience muscle. Just like any other muscle, resilience grows stronger with practice. The more you face challenges head-on and come out the other side, the better equipped you'll be to handle future pressure situations. Remember those times when you thought you couldn't do something, but you surprised yourself. That's resilience in action. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You are giving an important presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and you can practically hear the audience breathing down your neck. Sound familiar? But then, you remember what we talked about today. You take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that this is an opportunity to shine, and refocus on your message. You speak clearly, confidently, and even manage to inject a little humor into your delivery. The audience responds positively, and you walk off stage feeling proud of yourself. See what I mean? Staying calm under pressure isn't about being fearless, it's about having the tools and mindset to navigate those challenging moments with grace and power. Remember these key takeaways. Recognize your triggers, practice deep breathing, reframe your perspective, accept what you can't control, and keep building that resilience muscle. So go out there, conquer your pressure points, and show the world just how calm, cool, and collected you really are. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little stoic confidence boost, because helping each other thrive is what it's all about. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.